This is the Janet Murray Show, episode 326.
You're listening to the Janet Murray Show. Tune in every week for practical marketing advice that will help you make more money in your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello and welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you the one thing that you need to do if you want to generate passive income in your business in 2019 and beyond. But before we get to the main part of the show, I just wanted to remind you about my 2019 media diary. So this is an A4 desk diary that you can use to plan out your content for the coming year. It's full of awareness days and key dates that you can use to generate content ideas, but it is so much more than a diary. It also comes with templates and planning sheets that you can use for your annual content planning, for your quarterly, for your weekly planning, and also your daily planning. And there's space to write all of that in your diary, and it comes with full instructions too. Another thing that I probably don't say often enough about the diary is that it also comes with a monthly newsletter as well. So we actually send you out a list of additional dates that we wouldn't have had when the diary goes to press. So things like new films, new books, new TV shows, so more content ideas for you that are relevant and timely, and we send those out to you every single month. Now, if you're somebody that feels that you need more accountability and support with your content planning, then we've got your back there as well. I created the Media Diary Owners Club. So this is a membership community for business owners, entrepreneurs, creatives who feel like they need support with not just creating their content plan, but actually putting it into practice and staying accountable throughout the year. So if you join the Owners Club, you also get a series of short video tutorials that will show you exactly how to create your content plan. Most of those tutorials are just 7 minutes long, so it shows how easy it can be if you've got the right resources in front of you. You also get 4 group coaching calls with me across the year, and you also get a digital version of the diary, and you get all of the awareness days and key dates. You can actually download them straight into your online calendar. You get a bunch of printables as well. We've thrown some bonuses in there as well. So it's a really fantastic package if you just feel that you need that additional accountability and support to make sure that you stay on track in 2019. Now, as I'm recording this, is going to be going out in the third week of December. And if you're in the UK, it's just a few days away from the final posting day. So if you're looking to get a diary in time for Christmas, either as a gift for somebody else or even to yourself, then you do need to get your order in quick, because literally as this episode goes live, the third week of December, there will only be a few days left before the cutoff for the UK posting in time for Christmas. So as ever, I do love hearing from you. So any questions about the diary or the Owners Club, then just drop us a line on janet@janetmurray.co.uk and someone in my team will get back to you as soon as they can. And now on with the main part of the show. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about how to generate passive income in your business in 2019 and beyond. And I'm going to be talking about the one thing that you need to do if you want that to happen for you in 2019 and beyond. But before we get stuck into the content, I just wanted to share the reason behind this episode, because actually, I'd planned to record a completely different episode this week. And in fact, my podcast editor, Hannah, is probably shaking her head as she's listening to this, because she was expecting something completely different. I don't do this very often, but I looked at the schedule and I thought about what had happened over the last few days and thought, you know what, I just need to record this episode and I need to record it now. So I shelved what I had on my content plan. So what happened yesterday was probably nothing unremarkable really, but it was a Saturday afternoon. And I was doing what I often do on a Saturday afternoon, which probably sounds a bit sad, but it's a kind of time in the week where I generally get the time to do this kind of thing. I was looking at my sales figures for the previous week, and I noticed that my diary sales were £4,291. So I'd sold £4,291 worth of diaries and diary related products. So a few things I need to explain there. So if you're not familiar with the Media Diary I'm talking about, it's an A4 desk diary that you can use to plan out your content for the coming year. It's got awareness days, key dates, content planning tools, and it sells at £39 plus postage and packing. And maybe if you're listening to this, it's a good chance you've probably got one or got one being sent out to you right as you're listening to this episode. So the thing about the diary is that it represents one of a number of streams of income that I have. And it's not one of the biggest streams of income. And at £39 for the diary itself, I do have some related products. it's actually one of the more difficult things to sell, because it's much more difficult to sell a lower price product than it is to sell lots of a lower price product, which is what you have to do to make it work, than it is to sell a handful of high-level coaching places, for example. So it's not a particularly easy thing to sell. So a couple of other things to point out about that figure, which was £4,291. I think it was actually £4,291.15 to be exact. It's not actually my highest week of sales in diaries. I've had higher weeks actually over the diary season. I think we're about a month into the diary season now, and it's not the highest one. But what really struck me about that figure was that those sales were coming in when I was doing other things. So on Tuesday evening, I was out Christmas shopping with my daughter. One night I actually got 8 sales while I was asleep. I woke up in the morning and there were 8 orders in my inbox. And I even got sales when I was out running, cross country with my running club at the weekend. I got back and there were sales in my inbox. And I share this not to boast. So by saying that I've done over £4,000 in sales just for one of my income streams in a week, and not one of the highest ones, I say that not to boast, but to make a really, really important point to you about passive income, because actually it's really tough creating the diary. It takes a lot of organization, it takes a lot of planning, it takes a lot of resources. So I have to pay for the design, I have to pay for the printing, I have to pay for the fulfillment, for the marketing, for the advertising. There is so much that goes into this diary, and it's such a busy time. We have an event that goes alongside it and all sorts of products and services that go alongside it. It's a hugely busy time and a hell of a lot of work goes into it, and a lot of people are involved in making it happen. But actually, once it's made and once it's in my shop on my website, then it does feel pretty passive. And I've actually created a membership community to go with it, which is the Media Diary Owners Club. And I've set it up in such a way that, now, again, although there's lots of work involved up front in getting it up and running, it does feel passive compared to some of the other products and services that I sell. So I share this because this is the dream. So whenever I speak to any online business owners, this is what everybody says they want. They want to be making money while they sleep. They want to wake up in the morning and see sales in PayPal or sales in Stripe. They want to be able to make money while they're out shopping with their children, Christmas shopping. They want to be able to make money when they're out running or singing in the choir or whatever it is. So I'm sharing with you what is the dream, and possibly for you. I think if you've picked out this episode to listen to, I'm imagining it's probably because you think this passive income thing could be a great option for you. And I share it, as I say, not to boast, but because there are a lot of things that had to happen to make it happen for me. So I didn't just wake up one morning and decide that I was going to launch a media diary. The first thing I had to do was I had to build an audience. I had to build an audience of people who would actually buy this diary. And I started to build the audience for this diary like years ago, probably 5 years ago, I started building this audience. And here's some of the things that I had to do to build that audience. So the first thing I had to do, the most important thing I had to do, was to figure out how to build an email list to 15,000 and beyond, and to keep growing that list every day. And just to put this into context, I've added about 1,000 people to my email list. I think it's 1,200 people actually over the last month or two. So not only have I had to work really hard in building an email list to sell to, but I've also had to work really hard to keep building it and to keep growing it over the years. So the second thing I had to work on really hard was figuring out how the hell to get people to my website. So how would I get people to my website so that I could actually get them on my email list on the first place? So what would I do? What kind of content would I create? And if you're a regular listener to the show and you know a little bit about online marketing, you probably know about lead magnets. So the idea that you create, you know, compelling content for your audience that gets them over to your website. And then when you get them to your website, you give away some kind of free content, which is generally referred to as a lead magnet, in order to capture their email address and then keep in touch with them. None of that is easy. And you'll know that if you've tried to create your own lead magnet for your own business, you'll know it's not easy. even just the techie side of working out how to get people to your website in the first place and then create some kind of downloadable PDF or video series and delivering that to them. All of that takes a lot of time and energy and, you know, working out what works. I tried tons of lead magnets that didn't work so well before I hit on the kind of things that do work well. And now, you know, I've got some lead magnets that bring me lots of email signups every single day. But it took me a lot of getting it wrong, to be quite honest, before I started to get it right. And I've got a lead magnet at the moment. It may be that you've downloaded it already, which is the checklist, the marketing checklist that you need to do. So here are the marketing activities you need to do to get to 1K a month, 2K a month, 5K a month, 10K a month. They're really popular and I get tens of new signups every single day. But it took me 5 years or more to learn how to create that kind of lead magnet and how to make all the tech talk to each other. And now I'll outsource that side of it. But it was by no means easy to work out how to get that traffic to my website and how to convert it when it came to my website. And the third thing I had to learn was how to build a following on social media. So I've now got actually quite a modest following, really, given the kind of sales that I make. But I've got 25,000 followers on Twitter. I've got about 6,000 people or thereabouts on my Facebook page. It's quite active, but it's still quite a small number. I've got a Facebook group of 13,500 that's growing every day. And I've got about 6,000 followers on Instagram. And again, it's quite a small following, but pretty engaged following. But here's the thing about that. I still make relatively few sales from social media. Social media is the place where I have conversations with prospective customers and they get to know me and I get to know them. But the sales mostly happen in my inbox. So even though that third thing is important, the most important thing to me has been my email list. I'm just going to run through those things that I've had to do again to build my audience. So first of all, most importantly, I had to figure out how to build my email list and to keep growing it. And it's not an easy thing. If you've tried to start building your email list, you'll know that it is challenging. It does feel like you're adding one person at a time and it takes time to get it right. The second thing is figuring out how to attract traffic to your website so you can actually attract those people and get them to download your lead magnet, whatever it is that you're offering. And the final thing is figuring out how to build a following on social media. And quite honestly, I've been working on that since about 2013. Like, it hasn't been an overnight thing. So the fact that I'm able to sell those diaries and to wake up in the morning with orders in my inbox and make sales when I'm going shopping with my daughter or going out running, whatever, is because I've been laying the groundwork for quite a few years. Now, the thing to say here is obviously I figured a lot of this out for myself. So I invested along the way in courses and a bit of coaching, but mainly online courses. And I've done a lot of reading, listened to a lot of podcasts. So I've kind of learned the hard way, as it were, but it's still taken me time to get all of that together. Now, I share that because pretty much every time I do an induction call with a new member in my membership community, the Love Marketing membership, pretty much every time I do a consultation with a new member of my mastermind group or with just a one-off consultation or somebody books me for some consultancy, this topic of passive income always comes up. And I kind of hate to say it, but most people, they just vastly, vastly underestimate the number of people they need in their audience to make the kind of sales that they want. So a typical conversation I will have with a new client will be, okay, so I'm selling whatever it might be, these chocolate bars, and I need to sell 400 a month by next month. And I'll say, okay, well, how many people have you got on your email list at the moment? 40. Okay. And then I'll say, well, the average online conversion is 1-2%. So that should give you an idea of how many people you need in your audience to make those kind of sales. And there's always that kind of penny drop moment. And it's a really, really tough thing to hear. But that is the truth of the matter. So I guess the good news is, if you are listening to this because you've been struggling to make sales online and you've been struggling to sell your products, your services, and you're tearing your hair out and you're not understanding why, the good news is there is very probably nothing wrong with what it is that you're offering. I mean, sort of 9 times out of 10, when I talk to clients about this, there's nothing wrong with what they're offering. There's nothing wrong with them. They just don't have a big enough audience. And the truth of any sales is that most people are going to say no to you. You know, that's just how it is. Or they're going to ignore you, or they're just not going to engage with you. So that means that you need to ask a lot of people in order to get the yeses that you need. That's just how it is. So I've been thinking about this a lot over the last few months. In fact, all of this year, and it's almost been like niggling at me. And that's why it's going to be my big focus for 2018 is helping small business owners to build their online audience. Because pretty much without fail, any challenge that I'm working on with a client of mine, it always comes back to audience. If they're not making enough sales, if they're not generating passive income, which is what they want to do, if they're not doing as well in their business, it nine times out of 10, it comes back to the fact that they just haven't got a big enough audience to do the kind of things that they want to do. And I just want to bring you back to that really sobering stat again. The average conversion rate for online sales is just 1 to 2%, which means for every 100 people that you send an email to or that you ask to buy your products or services, only a handful are going to buy. Even if you're converting really well, even if you're up at 5 to 7% or 9 to 10% or whatever, you're still going to need a lot more people in your audience than you actually think. So I think there's actually a couple of things that you need to, you know, the one thing that you need to do, which is the topic of this episode, is to focus on building your audience. If you're keen on generating passive income in your business, you've got to build up that audience. You've got to have that critical mass. But I want to share something else I think that I'm hoping will be reassuring to you here is that that number isn't the same for everybody. So if you're a coach or a consultant, you just need to get 10 clients a year, then you might be okay with a couple of thousand in your audience. You may not need any more than that. But if you're somebody that's selling products, if you're selling chocolate bars, you're selling coffee pods, or if you're selling tea bags, or if you're selling online courses, then you're going to be definitely looking to shoot for 10,000 or more, you know, possibly much more than that. And that is the reality of the situation. But the key thing is that you know your number. And I refer to this as your magic number. We all need to know what our magic number is in order to make the kind of sales that we need. So when it comes to working out your magic number, I'm going to be publishing some resources to help you with this in 2019. So do keep with me. If you're a new listener to the show, then stay with me because I've got something quite exciting coming for you in 2019. But knowing your magic number is really knowing about, well, how many clients do I need to get? You can really start with the basics. Well, I understand that the average online conversion is about 1% to 2%. So that should give me an idea of the kind of people, kind of numbers of people that I need in my audience. I was having quite an interesting chat with somebody earlier because I was posting about this on social media and they were saying, well, you know, I'm a coach consultant and actually I convert really high. Like most of the people that I have a conversation with become my clients. I said, that's great because you do know your magic number. So you know if you convert at 80%, then the 8 out of 10 people that you do a discovery call with or you have a meeting with are going to say yes to you, then you know how many people you need to have in your audience, and it's actually quite small. But I also pointed out to this lady that she was quite experienced and she'd been doing what she'd been doing for a long time. And most people, when they start out, and this is whether they're selling coaching or consultancy or whether they're selling products or online courses or programs or whatever, most people, it takes them a while to get good at converting people because you just have to learn what works and what doesn't work. And a lot of what you learn is by doing it wrong. So most people will convert, you know, not very well to start with. And as they get more experienced and they learn more tricks of the trade and they learn how to have better discovery calls or whatever it might be, then their conversion rate gets higher and higher. So actually your magic number, the number of people that you need in your audience to make the kind of sales you need, actually might get smaller. So you might find that as you get more experience in online business and selling online, that your magic number, the number of people that you need in your audience, actually gets smaller, which is great news. But if you're just starting out, you're just thinking about, I'd love to have online courses or programs or memberships, I'd love to sell products like Janet does, or combine a product and a service like the Media Diary and the Media Diary Owners Club, then you're probably not going to convert at the top end to start off with, because it's going to take you a while to work out what works and what doesn't work. So that's why I always say to my clients, start off with that 1% to 2%. If you find that you're converting higher, like we find that we convert at about 5% to 7% with the diary, then you can adjust your figures on that basis. But if you start off with the 1% to 2%, then you know you're being really realistic. You're not going to be like, you know, what happens to some of my clients where they have literally a handful of people on their email list and they're expecting to make hundreds and hundreds of sales and then they just get really downbeat and really depressed. And, you know, if you're going to be realistic about it, then you might be pleasantly surprised and you can readjust your figures, you can readjust your magic number. So it's just about kind of starting out, you know, being realistic. This is how many clients I need to get, or this is how many units I need to sell. So what might that look like in terms of my audience numbers? And for me, The audience is mainly about your email list. Yes, the social media following comes into it a little bit and the traffic comes into it as well to your website, but ultimately it's going to come, 90% of it is down to how many people you've got on your email list, which is why you can't avoid email list building however much you want to. I know it's hard, but you can't. So once you've worked out what your magic number is, or you have an idea of the number of people that you need in your audience to make the kind of sales that you need, the second step, of course, is you need to know how to reach that number. So that's going to be something that I'm going to be working on a lot in 2019. So in February 2019, I'm going to be launching my Build Your Audience program. So this is going to be an online program, which is specifically for business owners who need to build an online audience. I'd initially started thinking that this was going to be a higher end course for business owners who already had an email list, even if it was small, were already blogging, were already quite active on social media. But I'm thinking now that there may well be a need to also have something build your audience from scratch as well. And I would love to hear your thoughts on that. So do, as ever, get in touch, drop me a line on janet@janetmurray.co.uk and let me know what your thoughts are. But for me, my focus in 2019 is really going to be about teaching the strategies needed. So helping people to get clear on what their magic number is, and then helping them to work out what are going to be the best strategies to build their audience and to get them to their goals quickly. But I think one thing I really would say to you is you've got to be realistic about this. It does take most people at least a year to build an online audience, often much longer. Really, in reality, it's taken me 5 years, but it probably took me a year or two to get to the stage where I could sell online courses and I can actually make money online. But it took, you know, quite a while and quite a lot of learning to get to that stage. So do be kind to yourself and don't expect that you're just going to get out there. You know, occasionally you do come across people who do suddenly seem that they're suddenly making loads of money online through passive income or whatever. But often you find there's a bit of a story behind it. Either they've already had a business before, so they're quite experienced, and they've had money to put behind things like Facebook ads, for example. So it isn't always as it seems. Most people, we're talking about years. So I'd really like you to bear that in mind if passive income is your goal for 2019 and beyond. And I wanted to finish up by inviting you to something. So I've been thinking about this all so hard, and I've been thinking about it like the last quarter of the year. It's all I've been talking about with my mastermind buddies. It's all I've been talking about with my clients. And I actually made a decision right at the end of the year to focus my mastermind groups specifically on audience building. So I've been running mastermind groups throughout the year where I've been working more closely, more one-to-one, and more of a sort of coaching relationship with small numbers of business owners, so six at a time. And I made the decision recently that I was going to focus, even my mastermind was going to focus on building the audience in 2019. So I want to issue you with an invitation. I don't do this very often on the podcast, but I know that the podcast, if you're listening to this and you've chosen this episode, it's because generating passive income is high on your agenda for 2019. And I feel I can really help you with this. So I'm going to issue an invitation for you to come and join my mastermind. When this episode goes live, actually, it's only going to be a few days for you to take action on this. I've only got a small number of spaces for my mastermind. If you're not sure how masterminds work, I guess they're kind of like a cross between, well, they're kind of like a version of business coaching, but it's more of a collaborative way of working. So generally, a more experienced business owner will lead the mastermind. So in my case, I lead the mastermind, but I have six people who take part. Each of the calls, everybody gets 10 minutes in the hot seat to work on a very specific challenge that they've got in their business. This year, it's all going to be about audience building, because every challenge that I come back to with my clients always comes back to audience and audience building. And in the case of our mastermind, we do have a private Facebook group as well, so that we're talking to each other and catching up in between calls. But if you'd like to work with me more closely, if you'd like to work with other business owners, I often say that with masterminds, that one of the biggest advantages is that you often get more ideas or more kind of inspiration from helping others solve their business problems than you do your own. But obviously it's great to have seven minds rather than one. Then do get in touch. I'm going to put a link in the show notes for the mastermind. If you're really focused on building your audience, I think it's a really affordable way for you to work more closely with me, to help you do this, to show you some of the things that I've done over the last 5 years to build my audience and allow me to make money while I'm sleeping and while I'm out shopping with my daughter and while I'm out running. But there is only a very short window of opportunity. So as this podcast episode goes out, there will literally be about 48 hours before you can sign up for the Mastermind program for 2019. We're starting in January. If you're listening to this in the future, then do follow the link in the show notes anyway, because we will have a wait list. And if we know that you're interested in building your audience, then when we have something comes up, we'll be able to let you know about it. But people often say to me, particularly when it comes to the mastermind or courses or whatever, they'll say, I think I'll wait until the summer, or I think I'll wait until the autumn. I think I'll wait until my children are settled at school. I think I'll wait till my eldest is at university. I think I'll wait. And for me, that's probably one of the most damaging phrases that you can say in your business, particularly when it comes to something like audience building. Because if you wait for 8-12 months to focus on what's the most important thing in your business, particularly if you're looking at something like building passive income, then you're still going to be in the same situation this time next year as you are now. And you're going to be watching your competitors, the people around you, they're going to be going past you, and you're going to wish that you took action. So if that sounds like you, then I don't do this very often. I don't issue a kind of call to action to say, come and work with me, come and let me help you build your audience. But I would really like to do that in 2019, particularly if you're focused on generating passive income. And as ever, I do love hearing from you. So drop me a line on janet@janetmurray.co.uk. And I just want to leave you with one final thought. If you want to generate passive income, if you're really, really serious about this idea of not trading time for money, of not having to be front-facing with clients, of not having to travel all over the place and, you know, being able to make money while you're on the beach or while you're out Christmas shopping or whatever it might be, while you're out running, whatever you do in your spare time, then there's only this one thing that you need to focus on, and that's building your audience, just making sure that your audience is big enough to sustain the kind of sales that you want. Because if you've got 100 people on your email list and you want to launch an online course, you can go out and you can do that and you can tell yourself that will work. But the figures generally don't lie, the industry standard figures. So, you know, the average online conversion rate is about 1-2%. You might convert a little bit higher, but even if you do, are you going to be able to live on 5 or 7 sales of your course? So if you're really focused on this way of life, it's a great way of life. You are going to need to really focus on building your audience. So if nothing else, you take away nothing else from this episode, I'd really love you just to take that one thing away. If passive income is your thing for 2019, then it has to be audience building all the way.
You've just been listening to The Janet Murray Show. If you enjoyed the show, you can show your appreciation by leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more marketing tips that will help you make more money in your business.